In terms of use of hormonal therapy in metastatic disease, can you talk a little bit about how you approach the selection of hormonal therapy, whether it's a premenopausal or postmenopausal patient, and then how you factor in whether they've received prior hormonal therapy?
So in a metastatic patient, again, of critical importance is whether she's pre- or postmenopausal. In a premenopausal woman, generally speaking, either in the adjuvant or in first-line metastatic setting, tamoxifen, followed by tamoxifen and LHRH agonist, and then you will go through all the other therapies with that. In a postmenopausal woman, generally speaking, one would start tamoxifen, aromatase inhibitors, fulvestrin, are all within the same ballpark, and which you use first is actually very much dependent on the adjuvant therapies that the patient have been on. There is data in a metastatic setting that combinational therapies may be superior. For example, there was a meta-analysis that showed superior outcome efficacy in patients who received LH agonists plus tamoxifen versus tamoxifen alone.
What about, let's say, a postmenopausal patient who's been on an aromatase inhibitor for 3 or 4 years? What would your next hormonal therapy likely be if she had metastasis?
That's interesting. So probably in this setting, I assume that she's seen adjuvant tamoxifen, I would probably switch to Faslodex. There are animal model studies done by Dr. Angela Brody that actually show that perhaps adding Faslodex to Arimidex may be better. So those studies are being done. And I believe there will also be an adjuvant study comparing an AI versus AI plus Faslodex. So does Faslodex work well alone, or does it work better in combination with an aromatase inhibitor? It's a subject of research.